you want to be a star. And you will, baby. But when you move it up in this business, don't make the same mistakes I made.
So, Mickey, what inspired you to share your story with TV One and now with the world?
Well, I'm certainly inspired by the fact that we need to have a conversation about many of the things that happened to me as a young woman coming up in show business and being an African-American woman. I think we don't talk about enough things that are prevalent in our community, such as spousal abuse and trying to live up to expectations that are not our own. What made you want to play this character?
I really wanted to be a part of the Mickey Howard story because reading that script, you watch someone go through so much. Literally hit rock bottom. Not just once, a few times, but pick themselves up and say, that moment does not define who I am now, and it won't define who I am in the future.
Y'all gotta stop sitting on my contract. Either do something with me or let me go. This sitting ain't working.
I just saw you in Spike Lee's Chi-Raq.
Okay.
and also Survivor's Remorse. So how does this role differ from, you know, those roles that you've been playing in the past?
For me, I'd never been able to go to such dark places on film.
It's a Rolex, man.
So being able to go there and explore those spaces and at the same time be a beacon of encouragement for those that are watching, I couldn't pass that up.
Experience is a good teacher.
In your biopic, we cover three decades of music. How does one do that?
To be able to survive decades, I think you have to really be a consummate artist. You have to be interested in your craft more than you're interested in publicity, more than you're interested in getting paid.
The road can be tough.
Gerald Levert, Chaka Khan, they're not icons and legends to you. They're your friends. They're your people you hang out with, and they're here in the movie. How do you think they would feel seeing themselves portrayed in your biopic?
Well, Gerald Levert, for instance, I think he'd be so excited and happy. He was one of my champions.
Do you, Mickey? Do you like me?
I do.
How much?
It's really been wonderful talking with you, and I am absolutely thrilled and honored to have you portray the character of Mickey Howard and my soul. So,
Mickey,
God bless you.
Thank you. And let me say, it's really, truly been an honor to tell your story and to look at you and know everything you've gone through. When people see your story, you're going to save lives. You're going to encourage people and inspire them. And I'm just excited for what your future holds.
I always have this saying, I always had shoes. One of the things you should take away from this picture is that I keep it moving. Keep it moving.
I'm in love.